Now, everybody here, of course, knows that the rejuvenated debate, especially in the United States, but also now here, about public diplomacy is a direct response to the 9/11 attacks, to bewilderment about how they occurred, and a consequence of the question, why do they hate us so much? The very fact that such a question needed to be asked suggests a serious failure in self-evaluation, or of public affairs, or of both, on the part of the United States government after the so-called triumph of the Cold War. But it's there that the root failure of recent public diplomacy lies, in the mistaken assumption that power should be left to speak for itself. It's one of the reasons why the British were relatively slow back in the 1930s in getting into the business of what we once preferred to call cultural diplomacy. Now, it may well be that history will judge one of the causes of 9/11 to be a serious failure on the part of American public diplomacy in the 1990s, since the end of the Cold War, not least because the hijackers themselves came mainly from backgrounds that were the traditional elite target audiences for Western public or cultural diplomacy activities. And all the current debates about targeting the Arab street or the role of Al Jazeera forget this fundamental point.